From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. In fact, welcome to the last week of broadcast for 19 and 99. With Christmas over and the holiday break for many continuing, thoughts are turning to the new year, the year 2000, as well as reflecting on what has happened in 19 and 99. Materially, this year may have been a good year for you, but what has it been like spiritually? Mark's Gospel chapter 8 verses 36 and 37 ask the questions, For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? It's your spiritual prosperity with which we are much concerned on Let the Bible Speak. We're here to bring God's Word to you, present the claims of Christ, and proclaim the good news that Jesus saves. If the Lord has spoken to your heart, or you'd even like to have our little booklet, A New Beginning, then why not drop us a line and let us know? We're here, your servants, for Christ's sake. Throughout the week, the Lord's servants will be bringing God's Word. Tomorrow, the Reverend James Porter, then on Wednesday, the Reverend Ian Brown, with the Reverend Ivan Foster on Thursday and Friday, continuing his series on the Gospel of Mark. Today, the Reverend Kenneth Elliott lets the Bible speak on A Woman of Great Faith. And that message is coming up right after these words in song. So do stay tuned.
Oh, Our scripture reading today is taken from Matthew chapter 15, beginning the reading in verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Ending our reading at verse 28. For a few moments I want to draw our attention to the 28th verse, especially the part of the verse that reads, O woman, great is thy faith. Evidently, this kind of faith, called great here by the Lord Jesus, brought him much pleasure, and also the woman from whom it came much joy, in that the Lord Jesus said unto her, Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. What she desired was the healing of her young daughter, who was vexed and was actually indwelt by an evil spirit. And her desire was that her young daughter would be healed. Great is thy faith. What a statement. And as we look at this particular statement, we obviously ask ourselves the question, what is there about her faith that the Savior was able to call it great? Well, I want to draw our attention, first of all, to this fact, that her faith was great in that she believed that the Lord Jesus was able to deal with her problem, and therefore she brought it to him. Our attention is drawn in this reading to this woman and the situation particularly by the use of the word behold in verse 22. Whenever we come across that word behold, we're told in effect that something very important is about to follow. Behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. It was a woman who came, not the husband, not the father of the child. We do not read anything about him. He may have been dead. He may have been a reserved kind of character. But at any rate, it's the woman here taking the initiative. And she feels very keenly the distressed condition of her daughter, because she is asking for the Lord to have mercy on her as well as upon her daughter. And then it's very important to notice also that she recognizes the Lord Jesus as the Son of David. She saw in him the Messiah. She brought her problem to him, the plight of her daughter, and her terrible circumstances were made known to the Lord Jesus Christ. It may not be the same type of a problem as this woman had that you have, but surely the pattern is good for us to bring our situations, to bring our needs, to bring our problems to the Lord in prayer. There's a lovely hymn written by Joseph Scriven, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, it's called. And there's part of that hymn that goes along with these words, Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Great faith can be seen, first of all, in this, that it brings the problem to the Lord in prayer. And then in the second instance, this woman not only brought her problem to the Lord Jesus in prayer, she was not deterred by difficulties. And there were many difficulties that she faced. First of all, the Lord Jesus Christ didn't answer her. The Bible says he answered her not a word, but still she prayed on. It's not easy to keep on praying whenever the Lord is silent, but great faith is evidenced by this particular factor. And then again we read that she was not deterred by rude, uncaring, arrogant disciples. Listen to what they say. Send her away. They had no sympathy for her. And this was a woman that they were speaking of who was in great need. They seemed to have no manners apparent at this particular time. And then again, they assumed a spirit of arrogance because they said, "Send her away, for she crieth after us." She was not crying after the disciples at all. And Christians need to be very careful that we don't give ourselves the place of importance that so often we imagine that we are entitled to. It was the Lord Jesus Christ that this lady was crying after. Christian, let us make sure that we are not a hindrance to people seeking the Saviour. And let us also take note of this woman, that despite the great difficulties, she was undeterred. Her faith and its greatness is evidenced by this. But then again, in the last place, we learn something very important about this lady, that whenever the Lord Jesus Christ did speak, she knew how to respond to his word. What the Lord had to say to her earlier on in this interchange was not very important, because he as much as said to her, "My ministry is not to you. I'm sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Now that wasn't much encouragement for the lady. It was quite discouraging. But still she prayed on. She says, "Lord, help me." And then she began to worship him. And whenever the Lord spoke again, she agreed with him. Listen to these words in verse 26. "But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt." And Mark's account of this incident tells us, "For this saying..." The Lord Jesus said, "For this saying," and the saying was, "Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table." She is willing to take the place of the dog. She realizes there's such a difference between the Jewish people and the Gentile people that she's willing to say, "Yes, I'm a dog, I'm a Gentile, but at least I'm under the table, and what I'm asking for you for my daughter is just like one of the children's crumbs." And it was then that the Lord Jesus said, "O woman, great is thy faith." This is great faith. Great faith that brings the problem to the Lord in prayer. Great faith that keeps on praying, although there are many difficulties. Great faith is that which takes the word of the Lord and knows how to use it and knows how to plead it. May the Lord be able to say of us, "Great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt."
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.